Hey everybody, this is Nathan D. Duvall, and you're listening to Asheville FM at WSFMLP 103.3 Asheville. And this is The Interview. This is where we like to speak with folks about their personal projects being highlighted here in town, and once in a while, those visiting our fair city. And today, we have quite the unique guests in a trio who call themselves the Screaming Jays. They've been playing their high-energy ragtime style for the last 10 years here in Asheville, and they have an exciting new show coming up Saturday, January 25th at the Wedge at Foundation. Welcome to The Interview, Screaming Jays.
Yes, yay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? We've got two members of the band here today.
Okay, well, I'm the piano player. My name is Jake. And this is Mr. JP.
Hey, I'm JP. I play the bass. Boom, boom.
Hey, so why don't you tell the crowd here how you came to find Asheville to be your home?
Well, basically, I moved here in 1992 in a car. And at that point, you could stay downtown in Asheville for a month and a half before somebody would say you need to move to the next phase.
So, how did you guys meet each other? JP?
Well, I saw Jake Hollifield playing piano when I moved here in 2000. And I thought to myself, that's the guy I want to play music with. This is what I moved to Asheville for.
Do you remember where you saw him? Where you saw him playing?
It was at the Gray Eagle with his old band, the Blue Rags.
Woo.
Yes. Great show.
Yep, Blue Rags, they're another good one.
So what inspired you to put this trio together?
Well, mainly I've been playing in a band my whole life. The first time I tried to play in a band, I had a keyboard with speakers on the side of it, and you couldn't hear the keyboard at all. So I was like, I got to start my own band here. And so I started playing piano, and then I was like, I got to start eating. I got to start getting some money here. So I was like, hey, maybe I'll try to play some music and make some money doing that. And that's kind of how it, I can't believe I'm still doing it. I'm 48 years old and I'm still surviving. I don't know how.
And I help.
That's rad. How did your drummer get into the band? Or how did you guys just start playing songs, or how did it work out together exactly?
As I recall, if I may say, we were playing together for a while, and that was as a band called the Screaming Jays, a lot more electric with electric pianos and stuff. And then Jake started playing acoustic piano at a bar downtown just on a regular gig, and I just started playing my acoustic bass with him on a regular. And then when Mike moved back to town, he came and started playing with us too, and it was just boom, 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 magic.
What are some of the artists or bands that you guys started talking about in the beginning, saying, oh, well, let's, you know, I like a little bit of this, I want to put a little bit of that? Were there any artists that really, you know, tickle your fancy?
Well, one of my things is I'm the piano player, and I'm a hillbilly that loves New Orleans jazz music.
That's what it sounds like, right? Okay.
And so you like James Booker?
Or who's James your, Booker, yeah, Professor right. Longhair, you know, James P. Johnson, the organ player. I'm a hillbilly. I play a lot of country blues, country bluegrassy, but I'm a piano player, so I never got to be in their club. So so I started playing, trying to pretend like I was from New Orleans, but I'll never be from there. So that's my style, I guess. It's like I'm country guy that just loves New Orleans a lot. And so that was what I wanted it to sound like, even though I'll never sound like that, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Certainly, but you're bringing your own flavor. Do you know much about Leon Russell?
Oh yeah.
Because I don't, he's one of those artists, kind of like Ray Charles as a kid. You grow up with him and you're like, I thought I knew those guys. And then when they died, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about them. And I started going back. He sounds like what you just described as someone's from Oklahoma who is really into New Orleans jazz and all sorts of music. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, do you know a lot about Leon Russell, or what do you like about it?
I think Leon, came at a time when most people were going to Los Angeles at that point, and probably right. including Dr. John. And to me, when I listened, people used to say that all about. I was like, I've actually played shows with Leon Russell when he got older. Wow. And everybody was like, look, you guys play the piano. And like, I'm like, that guy plays the piano. I just pretend like I play piano. And he had bands that were like 80 people bands. Like his albums are,
right.
you know, they're art pieces. Yeah. And so I guess I've kind of stayed underground. I've been keeping myself from becoming part of the big machine.
Sure.
So that's where we probably are a little different, but same dream, you know, just play music. And my one, you know, the piano's kind of gone, it's not gone down, but the Guitar Heroes have taken over for the past 50 years. I mean, from Jimmy to Jerry to Steve, I mean, all of them. And there's, I mean, what do we have as piano people? We got Elton John. Right. You know, I mean, if you know Leon Russell, you're like, you're good. If you know Professor, you're like, yeah, they're heroes, but there's no big heroes. And so that's one of my goals too, is to make piano cool again.
The Billy Joel of Appalachia.
Yeah, the early years though, not the later years of Billy Joel.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the show you got coming up at the Wedge at Foundation?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be super fun. That's our friend Dave from Sundance Power System. He was like, how can I see you guys play? And I said, rent us a hall and we'll come play in it and invite all our friends and family. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And so January 25th at Wedgent Foundation, Sundance Power System has rented out the space. And we're just going to go in there and just do what we do best, raise the vibration up for the whole River Arts District, basically.
That sounds awesome. You know, you told me, I noticed the one in that video I watched, She's Got Boogie, and I can tell that, since I haven't seen one of your shows yet, I'll be down there for sure at this one. You guys got something special going on. It seems more like a celebration where the crowd is as much a part of the show as the band is, which is always fantastic, like a ritual. And when we were talking, you mentioned the story about a dog that kind of influenced one of your songs and how this whole, you know, crazy dog thing came about while you were playing. Why don't you tell that story?
This is pretty much it is. We call our shows high vibration therapy. People ask me, what kind of music you play? Like, we're just high vibration therapy. If you would like to come and feel it, come and see us and listen. But the dog story is I used to have a little dog named Greasy, and I adopted her. Her name was Reese. I changed it to Greasy, and she used to come on our shows and come, and she only weighed 3 pounds. And I tell the story in the song where she ate a 9 pound lasagna, and it's how she wouldn't look at you one bit unless you were 3 miles away with a pork chop in your hand, you know. But we used to bring her out and parade her around, and then she ended up dying in a car wreck. And so we changed the song to a memorial. All we had to do is do the same song, and it became this epic song for people that love dogs like we do, and people that take dogs into their family like we do. And it's one of our last shows, or this summer, we lost a dog during the festival. And we were singing that song to honor her, the dog, Walter. Right. And all of a sudden, all the dogs from the whole festival came up on stage. And I am not lying to you. It was like, so awesome. It was like Chuck Wagon Gang without the Chuck Wagon. You know, they were just everywhere. And it was really, I was like, this is blowing me away. So there's some connection there to what dogs are a lot more important to us than we know, you know. And so, yeah, we'll probably do Greasy at the Wedgett Foundation, probably.
And you have a copy?
We're gonna give you a copy of it so you can play it if you'd like to. Yes, please.
Yeah. You know what? I think KP's got a copy here. We're gonna play that for you now. This is Greasy by the Screamin' Jays.
I said, don't make her mad, don't make her mad. Don't make her mad because it'll be so bad. I said, don't say she's small. Don't say she's small. Don't say she's small or she'll turn on it all. She's all greasy. She's greasy. Yeah, but a pretty fine species of me. She's all greasy. Yeah, but a pretty fine species of me. She's all greasy, she's greasy. Yeah, but a pretty fine species to me. She's all greasy. Yeah, but a pretty fine. She's all greasy, she's greasy. Yeah, but a pretty fine species to me. She's a pretty fine species to me. Species of me.
Hey, and that was the Greasy Anthem there by Screamin' Jays. So play that for the dog that you love. I just want to say thanks very much to Jay and JP for coming down and tell us a little bit about the amazing Screamin' Jays. I'm definitely a new fan convert. I can't wait to see the show.
Yay.
That's January 25th. At the
Wedgett Foundation.
Wedgett Foundation. Looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for coming by, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nathan. Woo! All right.
And most importantly, thanks to you, the listeners, for supporting Asheville FM and bands like this, the Screamin' Jays. This is Nathan D. Duvall, and we'll see you next time on The Interview.